And the reason is I got folk who give online, and when I get off of Sunday school, I have to go check to see if there's someone who has given online so I can make that report and get it to our finance folk. Yes. And then after that, I'm trying to get out of the house because, let me tell you, time is flying now. Yes, hey, I don't know about y'all. I can. Young folks don't look like time moving. But when you get old, time flies. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lee. Sister Lee has the next Bible study. She's going to have those in the vestibule. So please, those who don't have one, that's for the next one. It's going to pick up from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15, and going all the way through to 21, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me correctly. That's going to be that lesson. But I told Deacon Sewell that I was going to afford him an opportunity this morning, and I don't want him to preach. I don't want him to take up too much time. Amen. I want him to come and give his brief comments that he was going to give this morning, on the telephone. Amen.
I just want to praise say good God. Morning. I know I missed Sunday school, but I had something to say. And Deacon Robinson, now y'all know he's pretty long-winded when he does talk. But what I want to say is that defending our faith, God set the perfect example on dying on the cross, by me saying that we all should see the same thing that he see: love, kind, and happiness. And what I want to read, it came to me last Sunday, Pastor Martin preached Psalm 34. I just want to read it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. If we do that and continue to be humble, we are together, we will defend our faith.
Amen. I told him not to be too long. He was already 2 minutes over what I told him. Those of you all who teach and teach Sunday school, and when you get to teaching or when you get to preaching, folks say you're long-winded and all that, but when you are talking, when you have the Spirit of God feeding your mind, praise God, there's sometimes you want to shut it off, but man, let me tell you, there's sometimes you can tell it. But I have learned over my days, and you can't tell it all. You just can't not tell it all, not at one time. Give them a bit right now, and then give them another bit next week, and give them another bit next week, and then praise God like that, you'll soon get it. Choir, are y'all ready to sing?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give this choir a round of applause as they come. Amen. And I promise y'all, I won't be long today. Amen.
Amen.
I need you to do it for me. Oh, the Lord to do something for him this morning. Say, Lord, do it. Can you please, Lord, do it for me? Lord, do it.
Oh. Lord, do it for me.
Right now, Lord. Lord, do it, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Do it.
Do it for me, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
might want him to do something for. Do it for me. Do it for me. If you want him to do something for you, why don't you walk up that aisle? Do it for me. Heart need fixing. Mind need regulating. The more you try, look like more hell break out around you. Do it for me. I got sickness in my body. I got pain in my body. For me, oh Lord, you got those children who just don't want to listen. Do it for me. Oh hallelujah, I gotta do it right now. Lord God, my heavenly Father, you had them to come out of their seats. God, there's something that they want you to do for them. You know what it is. Do it for me. Do it for me. Whatever it is you want them to do it, ask them to do it. That might be that child who is unsaved. Might be that child that has run away. Do it for me. Do it for me. Somebody got to make a decision. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's got to make a decision that may change their life. Do it for me. Whatever it is.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Gentle redeemer. Good with the CA.
You are tuned into the spiritual
heart.
In an in-depth
but when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Ronald
Bell takes you further.